senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good and happy Friday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, Trump Country, USA.
Woo.
And Jesus Country, it is Faithless Friday.
Nine!
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for listening, whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream free 24-7, or whether you've downloaded us as a podcast from your favorite podcast application.
Ooh, wee wee.
Or you're listening live. Hey, what's up? We appreciate the fuck out of your listening etude.
Thank you.
And we also appreciate those that buy shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Woo.
Just Bezos.
That's right.
And it doesn't break his bank. Trust me.
Oh, Jeff Bezos?
I think he'll be okay.
Is he still a boater? Is he in his yacht right now?
Has he been on it? It'd be my question.
$500,000. I mean, excuse me.
$500 million.
$500 million. Oh, God. He was like, oh, go fuck yourself. He couldn't find a boat for $500,000.
$500,000. The time it took him to take a shit this morning, he made $500,000.
Right.
We're still on X, you know, we're just there. Keep your enemy closer, right? I guess.
You know, I thought my computer was making noise, but I think she was growling for that Kong toy, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I really thought I had the volume up.
Deploying the Kong.
My volume's all the way down. That's you, dog. Jeez.
Let us see what is going on this Friday, Faithless Friday. Over to the commie pinko liberal, HuffPo.
It's Faithless Friday. Can I just ask real quick before we start? Because I think this would have an impact on every story.
Well, we have a standing invite, if that's what you're about to say.
No, has Jesus come back yet? I just wanted to check.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, was he going to be on the show?
No, but I just, right. Well, I mean, that's always a hope. But I was wondering if he came back before our last show. And I'm just wondering if you're going to lead with that story. Are you going to tease it till the end?
Well, he did, but some ICE police shot him when he was coming over the border.
Is it true that God called Mel Gibson and was like, you know what? You did it better than me. I'm replacing Jesus with Jim Caviezel.
Well, Mel's got a new friend in the crazy Catholic club.
Yeah.
Someone who has now been confirmed.
Yes.
And is saying that they may want to become a deacon in the Catholic Church.
Is that a thing in the Catholic? No.
Yeah, deacons.
Baptists have deacons.
Well, my former religion has deacons.
You guys have deacons?
Sure.
God, you motherfuckers can't not, you can't I don't give think people they, one title, one
I don't
weird
think they
title.
Wield the power. They're just,
of course
they're
not.
Lay people that,
oh yes,
they can also sling the cookie, I think.
Yeah.
And they can also, I think they can like go out and anoint the sick and shit. So could I.
I just figured out the whole Catholic Church. You guys are ceremoniophiles.
Well, 2,000
like
years of hoogity boogity.
I mean,
sure.
God, there's not any weird shit that's not just, you got to have deacons too. You have all the
What's
weird
wrong
shit.
With that?
Nothing is wrong
with
it. How
do you know the
it?
Catholics just didn't make the deacons and you guys stole it?
Holy shit. Could you ignore a ceremony? No, we have to have it. And we're going to be better at it than anybody else. I will say.
You've been to the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
You think there's any ceremony ignored at all?
I want to say this to the Protestants.
They whack the dead Pope in the head with a silver hammer.
Yeah, that's good. Protestants, you suck at communion. Wait, the Baptists. I mean, non-Baptist, what is that? non-Baptists are just non-Baptists because they're all Protestants.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Excuse me. No, Protestants. Excuse me.
Methodists Protestants, Protestants.
Suck
yeah, yeah.
at communion. Protestants suck at communion. Because the Catholics, what they, the speed at which you guys
shit, yeah, man.
Get
like
that
McDonald's.
Shit done
yeah.
as you're sitting down, one row is getting up. As you're sitting down, one row is getting up.
Fuck
and
yeah.
You're anticipating, you're anticipating. These slow fucking Protestants. You
what
know.
Do they do? What do they do?
I don't know.
How do they fuck up communion? I mean, it's just a guy handing out a cookie,
well,
right?
Or, they do. It's very slow and laborious. It takes fucking forever because they get
is
weird.
Is there good music usually no. going on at least?
Oh. Yeah, no. I mean, no. It's just sometimes some Protestants get creative with it and they're like this one Baptist dude in my area got in some trouble. I don't know. He did communion with coffee and donuts. See, it's different for, I mean, for Catholics, I can see it's a problem because it hasn't been transubstantiated into Jesus' penis flesh, but the, you know, we don't have that over there, over here.
Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. LaPierre out! At NRA.
Bye, you dumb fuck.
Poor sad little Wayne LaPierre. Ooh. I thought, we were talking before the show.
Yes.
I thought he was gone. I mean, I remember doing the story a couple years Bad. Ago. I swear that the shenaniganry was being found out about him that, you know, with the hundreds of thousands of dollars for suits that yeah. he made the NRA what pay for.
What size is he? What suit size is he? I
shit,
wonder.
I don't know.
I want those suits. I mean, really, I hate that guy. But I was just thinking about it. Put that wardrobe up for auction, right?
Right. Well, you probably have to get it from his cold, dead hands.
Oh, yeah.
National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre announced today that he is stepping down from the gun rights lobbying group.
Yeah.
With the timing coming days before the start of a civil trial against him and other NRA executives.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's just a coincidence,
You're
I'm
skimming.
Sure.
You're skimming to buy them suits. He's not working at the NRA anymore. So what time is it right now? See, afternoon? I guarantee you this motherfucker is at Macy's looking for ascots. He loves fashion.
With pride in all that we have accomplished, I'm announcing my resignation from the NRA, he said. He became the group's CEO and executive vice president in 1991.
Wow. Wow, what a...
91.
Jeez. I mean, he's...
He also vowed to never stop supporting the NRA. He cited health reasons as the motivation. He's 74 years old.
You stole from the NRA and now they're suing you, right?
Allegedly.
I mean, that's
well,
just,
I mean, they are suing him, but it's yeah. alleged.
It's a civil case.
LaPierre's departure also lines up with the civil trial against him and other NRA insiders named in a lawsuit. Oh, Letitia James is suing them.
Yay.
Jury selection has already begun in the trial, which is scheduled to begin on Monday. Wait a second. The trial starts Monday, and he's citing health reasons.
Today.
On the Friday before is why he's stepping down.
He's having a tough time. Very tough.
Letitia James accuses LaPierre and other current and former NRA execs of misusing millions of dollars in donations to the nonprofit organization. Shocker. Yeah, in a 2020 lawsuit.
Right.
So this must have been the fucking COVID and everything
yes.
that delayed all this bullshit.
You know what I don't understand is this is such a big business, the gun lobby. Why aren't there competing gun lobbies? Is there just one gun lobby in town, the NRA, or there other scumbag organizations?
There's that other group that used to be worse than the, or they are, I mean, worse than the gun owners of America, or,
yeah.
or we fucking love guns of America. I don't know what the hell.
We love fucking
something
guns,
like that.
Man. Jeez. The thing that's interesting to me about Wayne LaPierre is like, there is a chance, I mean, and I'll evidence this lawsuit, or whatever he's going through, because it's related to him stealing and buying all those expensive threads. You know, do what you burn your
God damn, fuck yes.
It's global warming. Everything's hotter.
God damn.
But you know, he has all those nice clothes and things. I might even say he likes clothes better than guns because his love for fancy fashion items cost him his gig at the NRA, which is protecting guns.
Well, only till a couple of years ago, since 91, he got away with
yeah.
it.
God, Wayne, what happened?
So, I mean, I can't believe that a conservative Republican would steal from a charity.
Oh, yes, yes.
A nonprofit organization.
Well, you know, the NRA's been problematic. Didn't they have an issue with that spy, that Russian spy?
Maria Butina.
I mean, people cannot help who they fall in love with.
Well, she was allegedly the head of a pro-gun organization in Russia. The equivalent of the NRA, but...
No such organization.
Well, no, because guess what? You can't have a gun in Russia.
Yeah, because they'll kill you.
They frown on that.
Frown on it means off to Siberia, you fuck. There's none of this freedom over there. There's no pro-guns. That is funny shit. Are you telling me people in the NRA believed her?
Yeah, I mean,
I understand. I get that. I get how she was able to capture these dumb old guys, but they would believe that? Because common sense, it doesn't make sense that there would be a gun rights advocacy group in Russia.
Well, right. That's why Putin said, what a great idea. We'll pretend you're the head of this gun rights organization. We won't kill you and ship you off to Siberia.
Right, right, right.
Instead, we'll put you in tight sweaters and send you over to talk to old Republicans.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Overstock.com guy?
Yes, it was the Overstock.
Did he not have a thing with her?
That is the dumbest motherfucker ever, too.
Who was there the night of that drunken Rudy and Sidney Powell showed up at the White House to tell Trump we're going to stop the steal.
I know these fucks, these Republicans in the House, these dumb fucking bastards think that there's so much corruption with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all that influence crap. You know, the James Comer has absolutely nothing. But listen to this shit. Listen to all this corruption. Look at all this corruption. Where is the Overstock.com guy, his equivalent in the Biden administration? Where are the nutty CEOs?
What about Hunter?
Where are the CEOs running around the White House? Like, because that's what was happening during the Trump administration.
Oh, and foreign money. You saw that story too?
What?
Yes. That Trump made millions and millions of dollars from foreign companies.
Yes. Yes.
Trump's organization made it. Now Hunter Biden made some money
right.
from overseas companies, and there's no evidence, 0.0 evidence that that money made its way to Joe Biden.
How about that for whataboutism? Really? It's so much money. And that's illegal.
So thoughts and prayers to Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah. Why isn't there a House committee looking into that? That foreign money that Trump made while he was in office?
Because they also made foreign money while Trump was in office and now.
Right.
Or they're all, you know, they've all got their own Maria Butina.
Yeah, that's true. It's crazy to think that there aren't a bunch of Maria Butinas floating around out there.
From a bunch of different countries.
Yeah.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what Drudge has to say. 2024 kickoff. Biden warns, it says.
Oh, yes.
Speech at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Right.
President Joe Biden today accused Donald Trump, his likely 2024 election opponent, of instigating the January 6th attacks and plotting revenge on those seeking to punish him, putting the deadly 2021 uprising at the center of his bid for reelection. Good.
It's about
abortion.
Fucking
abortion.
Time.
Abortion.
It should all, this campaign has to be about the Nazis are coming. The Nazis are coming. And if you vote incorrectly, it is going to take a long time to get back the things we will lose. If we will ever get them back. It is doomsday, baby.
Oh, breaking news.
No.
The U.S. Supreme Court will review the Colorado Supreme Court's unprecedented decision to remove Trump from that state's ballot.
Yes.
The court scheduled oral for February 8th.
Woo!
The decision to hear the case puts the 9 justices squarely in the middle of the 2024 election as voting starts in the early primary contests and represents the court's most significant involvement in a presidential race since its highly consequential decision 23 years ago in Bush v. Gore.
You know what?
Incorrect
yeah.
decision in Bush v. Gore.
And we should not be optimistic, right?
How could you just say stop counting?
Because
I mean, how did we sit down? How did
fear.
We?
It's
how did
fear we, every fucking time.
How did we sit for this? How did we as a country just say, hey, you know, the Republicans just want to stop counting because it looks like Gore may actually win
because
in Florida?
Because these back then, especially progressives back then, this is what I think. They don't want to be loud, and they don't want to appear angry and rude and mean like the other side.
Well, that's after Clinton, too, when progressives were yeah. dragged to the middle, kind of.
Yes, and Tipper Gore is worried about the poo-poo words and rap lyrics oh, yeah. while people are getting sent to jail for the rest of their lives because of some dumb shit Nancy Reagan said. Because liberals sometimes are afraid to breathe loud.
What? That her astrologer told her to say.
Remember
Nancy Reagan had a fucking astrologer. The Uber Christians didn't say a word about Nancy Reagan having her fucking astrologer show up.
It's insane. It's insane. It's crazy. Liberals are too fucking nice, and they've always been very concerned about sounding polite and not and taking the fucking high road. We're taking the fucking high road to the point that fascism is knocking at the fucking door, my God.
So I like Biden taking a few swings.
Yes, thank God.
Quote, he told the crowd to fight like hell and all hell was unleashed, said Biden. Then, as usual, he left the dirty work to others. He retreated to the White House.
Yes.
Well, that's going to drive Trump crazy.
And there's a message in there, too. Fight like hell.
He reminded Americans, he said Trump's reelection bid is trying to seek revenge and retribution. He reminded Americans that Trump has called his opponents vermin, the same exact language used in Nazi Germany. How dare he? Who in God's name does he think he is? Said Biden.
He thinks he's Hitler, though. That's
democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot.
Yeah.
So we wholeheartedly support all.
Absolutely.
Verbal attacks against these please. Motherfuckers.
Please.
And abortion, abortion, abortion. Let's remind everybody at the national level what these motherfuckers at the state level are doing. Texas.
You know, I think about that last election and how like the networks took so long to call it, even though it was apparent that Biden won. Why did they do that?
Well, I'll accept Fox News.
Fox News was the last. They called
Fox News called. Remember, they called Arizona and everyone lost their minds. Trump even called Rupert.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Or had his people call Rupert's people and said, hey, get this. You got to reverse that decision.
You know, see, that's why, though. Why that happened is that Bush v. Gore shit, because people were like, this is a bad look for the country. We have to do what we can to have a president because it's a bad look. And they had that appearance override what was right and fucking wrong. And I think that's connected to this shit.
Somebody, I'm going to retweet this. D. Snyder. I don't even know if this is true, but I do know that D. Snyder is a big lib.
Yeah.
The Twisted Sister lead singer. If you don't know who we're talking about, kids. He's an ancient singer from the 1980s.
Dude, he blew people's minds when he came out with that "We're not gonna take it" shit.
Well, this is it. He tweeted, "Attention, QAnon maggot fascists. Every time you sing 'We're not gonna take it,' remember it was written by a cross-dressing, libtard, tree-hugging half-Jew who hates everything you stand for. It was you and people like you that inspired every angry word of that song," all caps, "so fuck off."
Yes!
Exclamation point.
Ooh! I love it.
I don't care if it's real. I'm retweeting it.
Yeah.
I hope it's real. All these songs that the Village People, really?
Come on.
The Village People.
I mean, you know.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Kid Rock. Nobody,
that, you know, man.
Boundigga dong, dang, dang. Play that shit. Play, what's his face? Ted Nugent.
Jeez.
Cat scratch fever. Yeah. Nah,
nah, nah. Well, this, you make a good point, because I kind of
jailbait.
What I think should happen if Trump is elected, to Hollywood, everyone, I don't know how they do this, maybe get the Illuminati on board. They all make a joint decision that if Trump's elected, then entertainment's pulling the plug from everything. There's no more Netflix.
Well, they'll be leaving the country because he's going to go after them.
Why should these fucking maggots get to enjoy all the great television and shit that's made in this country? And they like to shit on Hollywood all the time, but they watch all the shit Hollywood makes. Go fuck yourselves, motherfuckers. Right. Oh, I hate that. Take their Netflix, you dumb maggots. God, I love this. Yeah, we shouldn't take it from these fucks. That's good.
So, those are your headlines, everybody. It is Faithless Friday, and this is quite fitting.
Right.
Because trending is God Made Trump.
Yeah.
Because Trump, on his Truth Social, retruthed a video.
Yes.
God Made Trump.
Okay.
And it's this fucked up. Let me see.
I gotta be honest, I'm very mad at God for doing that. I don't care what the message was. Boy, he's been a big pain in the ass. And I'm very mad at you for some other creations you made. Here's a list.
Yeah, Donald Trump posts insane new video, God Made Trump. False prophet, this person says. False prophet Donald Trump must have had a good chuckle this morning over the absurdity at what he can get away with when he posted a ludicrous video on Truth Social called God Made Trump.
Okay.
The monotone narrator begins, on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump.
Oh, he's a caretaker?
God said, I need someone to wake up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight at a meeting of the heads of state. So God made Trump. Oh, my God. It goes on for 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the more notable, incredible segments saying, God said, I need someone to come home hungry, have to wait until the first lady is done with lunch with friends.
And shit in his pants. And then he shits in his pants. Then God tell, made Trump.
Then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. What? So God gave us Trump, and it showed Melania stumbling out of her luncheon as if she's drunk, only to be saved by Trump, who catches her and escorts her home via private jet.
Trump wanted to nuke a hurricane, so God made Trump. Trump wanted to buy Greenland for $10, so God made Trump. I could go on and on.
This is fucked up.
Yeah.
And on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this
I can't. Anyway, it's just a montage of, you know, some deep state.
These people, that these maggots that are radicalized, that watch all this shit. I mean, there's someone taking this seriously, right?
Oh, there's Paula.
Yes.
Paula laying hands on him with the other preachers.
Oh, I bet Paula's laid a lot of hands on that guy. Didn't that story's out that they used to suggesting? Fuck, allegedly? Didn't they fuck allegedly?
I don't think we have that information.
No, you mentioned it in a previous episode of the Crab Diving Podcast. You said there was a rumor that God made Trump and then he fucked Paula White, allegedly.
Well, maybe we started that rumor.
Oh, did we? I don't know. I just thought We did that story, allegedly.
For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says, it is done. The Lord says, it is done. For I hear victory, victory.
It's like that person found their way to the White House with that content. That sucks. She's got her son screaming in the background. It's like the Partridge Family. It's like, fuck it.
Hey!
Beautiful. I'm sorry, Paula. Can we go back to Dakota Measure 69? Can we take that? 5, 6, 7!
there you go. Trump sharing even more batshit shit.
Yes.
On Truth. And you know what he did? I didn't see this, but I saw the story about it.
Shrabadaka kikaka.
What is this? Conway.
Yes.
George Conway.
Yes.
Posted after this a flurry of posts from Trump. Can anyone explain to me exactly why we've never had a serious national discussion about Donald Trump's mental health?
Yeah.
Because he literally copied and pasted. Now, meanwhile, he's being sued again by E. Jean Carroll.
Right.
For the same defamation, because yes. He won the case.
Right.
She won the case, pardon me. He was found to have sexually assaulted her.
Yeah.
Not raped, but sexually assaulted her. And that $5 million. But then he turned around on Truth and to anyone who would hear him, I didn't look at her. I don't even know her. She won. I don't even know. She's lying. I never trusted her.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just to write a book and all this stuff. The same shit that she sued for.
Right.
So now it's V2.0. She's suing him again for the same shit.
Right.
And she's going to win again.
Yes. It, the only thing that's going to change is the monetary value, correct?
But now, yeah, it's going to keep going up. And now he copied and pasted the same attack against her.
He just put it out in a tweet.
Dude, I'm not exaggerating. 47 times.
Holy fuck. He truthed it 47 times what he already truthed to her about her.
He reported on Friday. Oh, I don't have the. The Messenger reported on Friday of Trump's flurry of posts sharing various attacks on his accuser. In the posts, Trump repeatedly asserted that he had no idea who E. Jean Carroll was before accusing her of calling her husband a derogatory slur.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay, I guess I need to look up this Truth now.
Jesus.
He encouraged his millions of followers, quote, look at her tweets, stories, and the CNN interview about her. The judge on the case is another highly partisan Clinton-appointed friend.
Yeah.
He should have recused himself long ago.
I have a question. What happens to her, E. Jean Carroll, if Trump is elected as president in 2024?
Jail.
I mean, they go get her?
Sure. Jail. You don't think so?
No, I absolutely think so. I think so.
Defaming the dear leader?
Yes.
We'll see her there. We'll see her at Gitmo.
Yeah. This election should make us all sweat. I mean, it's terrifying. I am terrified.
There you go. 47 fucking times.
I mean, think about that guy. If I'm a world leader, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at that Truth. If I'm, I don't know, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, boy, this guy, if America fucks up and hey, we know they're good at that, and elects this guy in 2024, this motherfucker is going to be in charge of the nukes. I mean, God.
Except for a fraudulent case against me, I had no idea who E. Jean Carroll was. She called her African-American husband an ape and named her cat Vagina. look at her tweets, stories in the CNN interview about her.
Jesus. I mean, what? How?
Who cares if she called her cat vagina? I think that's funny.
Who gives a flying shit?
Because it's pussy, right? Get it? Pussy right. Cat?
It's funny. It's funny. Not to the dear leader.
Man, 47 times.
Why? I mean, he is crazy as shit. And, you know, the thing is, it feels like we escaped this guy in a way. But not really. Think of all those people that died during COVID that didn't have to because we had some fucking president who was such a fucking idiot. But at least he didn't nuke anybody that time.
A lot of people are responding with pictures of Trump and Epstein.
Yeah. Is that, we didn't even cover that on the news, you know.
Well, because we didn't learn anything new. Oh, you know, more, Prince Andrew's got some more to talk about.
But, you know,
and Stephen Hawking.
I know. That's, you know, but it's a shame, though. It's a shame. Every news organization should lead with Trump was on the Epstein list. I don't give a fuck if we already know.
You know, all of our social media, it's incredible. And, of course, on X, nobody fact checks it.
Right, right.
There were literal lists from maggots of all these people that were on it that weren't on it, all liberals and Democrats.
Yes.
And saying Trump wasn't on it.
He was on it.
It's like Dilly said. You don't, I'll lie. I don't care. Matter. We don't have to, it doesn't matter if we're telling the truth or not.
Well, you know, that should be the lead story. I don't give a fuck if people know or not, or don't know, or they already know. Because that's how they
don't.
Win.
He's right.
They don't.
He doesn't care, but also the maggots don't care.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's not about the maggots. Will be the maggots. Will be the maggots. These independents. I don't know. Maybe you could get. They don't know some of this shit.
Yeah,
and people should talk about it. I'm sorry. I don't understand. I mean, it's blowing my mind. What is his approval ratings in the Republican Party? What's he leading the primary with? You know, is he going to win Iowa?
Oh, Trump?
Yes.
Of course.
There's evidence that he went and had sex with children. And that man is going to...
Well, there's testimony.
He's on the flight logs. My God. And he's going to be the...
But it doesn't say that on this flight logs that he...
Right. Whatever.
And he denies he ever went to the island.
Well, that's a lie. Because there's the evidence that you did.
No, he flew on... The evidence is that he flew on the plane.
The plane that went to where?
All over the place. There were a bunch of people. Michael Jackson was on that plane.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm just saying that.
Wait, are you suggesting Michael Jackson was into young girls?
No. Why would there only be young girls on that island?
Oh, yeah, Epstein's not gonna.
I'm just saying that it's crazy that there's evidence that we know that guy went to that fucking Epstein Island, and he's going to win the primary, and he's going to be the GOP candidate.
But we don't know that he went to the island.
Right.
We don't. We assume.
Yes.
That he's lying, but yes.
Yes.
We don't have evidence. We're not them.
We're not them. We're not Comer. Damn it. We got to kind of be some of them because he is not going away. We know he did.
So is your headlines, everybody, and all that shit. It is Faithless Friday.
And with all that, whatever it is, think about what they say about Biden with nothing, with not one fucking thing. It's insane.
Here we go. All kinds of, stuff to talk about here. Do you remember Lauren Witzke?
Oh, yes. Witzke.
Who was...
Nearly a senator.
She was the Republican nominee for the candidate for the Senate, the United States Senate.
Yes.
For fucking Delaware, I think it was, for Delaware.
You got to be impressed with the Republican Party. They will elect conspiracy theorists to the Senate.
Well,
they,
she wasn't this nutty when she was running. Like, yeah. She was right-wingy and an asshole. But afterwards, she just went batshit. She went to work for Rick Wiles, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And then there was that schism after the whole Mike Lindell kerfuffle, you'll recall.
Yes, yes.
That for some reason, Mike Lindell and Rick Wiles went after each other, but then they found out it was like Lauren Witzke and Third Banana. Edward Zoll, I think his name is.
Oh my God. That guy should send us a thank you letter for mentioning his name on a podcast.
And then Witzke and Zoll left to go start their own right-wing network, which basically is like shot on an iPhone in someone's basement.
You know, it's weird to me that I always imagine before, I don't know, the last few years at least, that all of these right-wing lunatics were the best of friends. Like, just because I hate them all, I assume they all got along.
There's, no, it's great because they can't get along with anybody. They're nobody slime. Likes anybody. Yeah. They're all untrustworthy and amoral. The worst of them.
Yeah.
Or not all of them. Here she is on her show with a wonderful Christmas message.
This is not a country
anymore.
It's just
time for a theocratic monarchy. King Trump for life. Let's go. Hey, I think if we had a monarchy, there'd be a lot less corruption because you can't be bought. You know, you don't have to be bought because you're always in control. You don't have to be paid for with camp.
This asshole ran for Senate.
Right. That's crazy.
Let's have a monarchy. Let's just get rid of.
You know, you're ignoring a part of the monarchy where they wheel out the guillotine or the guy comes out with the axe and starts lopping off heads.
They love
heads
that part. Yeah.
While people throw heads of lettuce. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She's looking forward to that. She's moistening as you say that.
Their favorite part.
Campaign cash, because you're always going to be in control and you're going to pass it on to your children and that kind of thing, especially if they do bloodlines. But very interesting stuff. Just a suggestion. Doesn't sound too terrible.
It's worked throughout the majority of history. And
oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, slavery, I think, you know, worked throughout the majority of history, too.
These people are taking like a crowbar. I don't even know how to say that. The Overton window is getting really pushed open. Right.
Basically crazy. Saying, fuck democracy. We're done. We want King Trump.
I mean, Nikki Haley is the second in line at that fucking third place. Or maybe second place.
She and Ronnie are
neck
are
and neck.
Neck and neck, yeah.
Plenty of people are supporting her.
But.
And she doesn't understand slavery was one of the reasons of the Civil War. She doesn't think slavery bad.
She absolutely understands it, but yeah. She's not going to say it out loud.
She doesn't think it's bad.
King Jesus, remember? Yeah. Our Lord believes in the theocratic, the monarchical structure.
Oh, there you go. That's Edward Zoll.
God, these guys, genius. These lunatics. I mean, their fascination with this science fiction bullshit is just off the fucking chain.
And you know what that means? If we became a theocratic monarchy under Trump,
yes,
our next king is Junior.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Guys.
Imagine, but
Queen, right. Queen Kimberly.
Oh, yes.
Look at my tits. Check out my thighs, everybody. What do you think about my thighs? We rub some oil on them. Assistant.
I think about this both sides bullshit. And it's been going on for so long, this shit where there's corruption on both sides is a fucking vile poison that is going to kill us all, man. God. Nobody's like these people. These people are nuts.
I don't think that I've heard of this guy before.
Yes.
Or this group. I would remember the name of this group. This is from Right Wing Watch. Go over there and donate.
Yeah.
RIP Norman Lear.
Right.
Who started People for the American Way, which is the parent organization of Right Wing Watch.
Yeah.
Reverend Bill Cook.
Okay.
Is the founder of an ardent Christian nationalist organization called America's Black Robe Regiment.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dad. Okay. Everybody's nuts.
And he wants to see the government of God established throughout every square inch of the earth.
Is this the Dungeon Master? Who is this in the D&D game that we're playing right now?
Sadly, yeah.
The Black Robes of Earth, or whatever these fuck sticks God, you weirdos. Come on. Nobody believes this shit.
Here he is at a an event in Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
On Fire Ministries.
That sounds so peaceful.
Oh my god!
What the fuck kind of fire? I thought it was supposed.
I'm on fire.
I thought Jesus was more like flowers and peace and love.
No, what's wrong?
And unicorns and rainbows. This guy's burning shit.
On Fire Ministries, run by far right pastor Matt Shea, who's a former Washington state legislator who was even in this is Washington state, but yes. He was stripped of his committee assignments and booted out of the Republican Party.
He's too crazy for the Republicans. This guy.
Yeah. Now I think they love him. In the wake of a report detailing how he had participated in an act of domestic terrorism and planned, engaged in, and promoted a total of 3 armed conflicts of political violence against the United States government in 3 states outside the state of Washington over a 3-year period.
He's a minister or something?
Oh, yeah.
How Christ-like. How many armed conflicts is he in charge of?
Only 3 outside of Washington.
Jesus, I remember the passages in the Bible when he would just beat the fuck out of motherfuckers.
So right. Here is Christian nationalist Bill Cook speaking at this other guy's, this lunatic's, Matt Shea's joint.
Name!
The On Fire Ministries. Spokane, Washington.
On fire. Jesus.
This is who we're up against.
PSYOP. That it's been nothing but naked tyranny. I have friends that are in prison right now because of that. And
he's talking about the insurrection. He's got friends that are in prison.
Is his shirt Mount Rushmore?
Probably, but I would guess there's probably like Trump on there or something.
Can I just say real quick, just to preface all this shit that I imagine horrible shit he's going to say. He is so dumb looking. He looks like he has the dumbest fucking shirt on, tucked into his jeans.
Yeah, it's like this. It's white shirt with a flag background.
Yes,
and then what appears to be Mount Rushmore, but that doesn't look like everybody that's usually on Mount Rushmore.
Right.
But it's too blurry and too far away to see. But he's also wearing dad jeans.
Yeah.
Pulled up to his nipples.
Yes.
His stylish shirt is completely tucked in.
I mean, this guy, I'm just saying, this guy is a fucking mess. A fashion mess.
Like a brown leather belt, and he's got white tennis shoes on.
Boy. God.
It's interesting you ask, because this morning as I woke up, I do something in the morning. I wake up, God often speaks, shows me I'm waking up. I call it waking thoughts.
You know, it's kind of what all of us have when we wake up.
It means you're not dead.
I'm not dead, right.
God, you know, I looked at him more. His shirt, the more that comes into focus, looks worse and worse. I think it's an eagle flapping against.
Oh, there is an eagle.
Again, flying across the Washington Monument with flag in the background.
The Mount Rushmore.
Yes, and I'm worried about his shirt. He's stretching it so much.
And the thing I felt the Lord was laying on my heart this morning.
Oh, boy.
We've all heard about the FBI no-knock warrants.
Okay.
Where they bust into homes like Simone Gold's home when she's watching TV with a friend, bust the door down, throw her on the floor.
These are insurrectionists, by the way.
Yes.
That we're talking about. And
what little bitches.
I'm sure he felt that way about, I don't know, Breonna Taylor.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Or any other of these no-knock warrants. It wasn't the FBI, but any other of these no-knock warrants where a black person, an innocent black person is killed. One of them, not that long ago, there was a kid killed because the asshole shot through a wall.
Yeah.
And killed an innocent kid.
Fuck these cops. And fuck this guy.
TV with a friend, bust the door down, throw her on the floor. They go into other people's homes at 5:30 in the morning. It's a gutless, cowardly move.
I agree.
Yes.
We agree. No-knock warrants are shit. They should not be done.
But also beating people to death with a fucking flagpole is sort of similar, is it not?
They do. And they are arresting people, throwing them into jail, But the message that God gave me this morning is that death is about to start executing no-knock warrants.
Death is about to start executing no-knock warrants.
The Grim Reaper? Is that what he means? Like
this
somebody?
Guy, I'm trying. This guy, like, so he really modulates his. Sometimes he's speaking right into the mic. Sometimes he's not. So I'm trying to.
Yeah, he's a shitbag. What is his name again?
This is Reverend Bill Cook, the founder of America's Black Robe Regiment. Why isn't he wearing a black robe?
Yes, Bill. I would always encourage you to wear the black robe. I mean, my God.
I just noticed what's on the screen behind him.
Yes.
Use promo code robe at mypillow.com.
Fucking whore! You fucking whore bag, you! Oh my God, you shill! I call bullshit up. What, Bill Cook? You're full of shit. Fuck you! You don't believe in this black robe shit.
Robe.
Let's see your tax. How much does this fuck make every year? Do you think north of $100,000?
Who, Bill Cook?
Doing this bullshit?
I don't know. He's
whatever.
On the ungodly that are perpetrating this stuff. And so I want to say to my friends in the FBI.
God.
Keep doing it, because death is about to execute a no-knock warrant on you.
So death is going to start raining down on FBI agents.
Hey, asshole!
Because they were doing no-knock warrants on the poor innocent tourists that were at the Capitol on January 6th.
Reverend Cook, you fuck. At least have the decency for the people that watch you. These horrible people that are into you. Do a few vocal exercises before you do some public speaking, because it sounds like you got a fucking bag of marbles in your fucking mouth. It's insane. It's insane. My speech and my acting coach from college would just rip you a new fucking bleeding asshole over this performance. What do you think? What would your acting teacher say about this, Pat? This public speaking that he's doing.
Horrible. My acting teacher would have said you should maybe consider a different
get out of this
line of work. Yeah.
You're a horrible public speaker, Bill. I mean, my God. You are so boring. Oh, my God.
So America's Black Robe Regiment, their website is abrr.us.
Yeah.
Securing the blessings of liberty, working with pastors and their flocks to take back America. Be brave, speak truth. America's Black Robe Regiment is a national association of clergy who resist tyranny and seek to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Oh, God. Write something original, you twat.
Yeah, really. I mean, this sounds like rejected scenes from Lord of the Rings or some shit like that. You fucking suck.
Historically, Black Regiment was a derisive British reference to the American clergy who wore full-length black robes in the pulpit and who the British regarded as chief agitators of the rebellion. Parentheses, war for independence.
No.
These are, you know what group the website's catering to. They have to spell everything out for four-year-olds.
Absolutely.
The label was fitting, for by the time the war began on April 19th, 1775, preaching had made the political worldview embodied in the Declaration of Independence ubiquitous.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We are the Black Robes. I'm Bill Cook. I'm in the Black Robe.
Our strategy.
Your strategy.
The pulpit ministers during the period of the American Revolution were central to the cause. Had it not been for these men, revolution would not have succeeded as it did. Our strategy is to invite, nurture, and support every pastor in this country to join with us and help assure America once again benefits from the freedom, truth, and liberty it established back in 1776. No specifics, of course. All these ridiculous platitudes. We're going to be free again. Oh. We're going to be American again.
Let me give you what their mission statement is. We're going to sell My Pillows with our promo code. Oh, yeah. We're going to get you to give us your fucking, your Venmo link. We're going to make some fucking money off you dumb, sad, stupid fuck maggots that can barely fucking read. That's what we do.
Oh, here we go. We can't do this alone.
Yeah. The money! Oh, get out your wallets, maggots! This is your favorite part! Ooh, yeah! Get it out! Get it out! You love this!
Every patriotic American!
Oh, yes! You sad little sub-maggots! Bend over for this guy! Bend over! Spread him! Give him all your money! You love it! Why do you love this shit? What is wrong with you? They're so stupid! The Black Robe Society. This guy can barely fucking talk, Bill Cook. He sucks. He's not even good at this.
He's really not.
How is he making money? Is it that easy? It is that easy to take from your wallets, you stupid fucks.
Every patriotic American needs to commit themselves to securing the priceless blessings of liberty.
This is... Wait.
Our founding fathers pledged their lives... their fortunes and their sacred honor to secure liberty. Blah, 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 blah.
Give me your PayPal, bitch. Give me your
If you are a patriot, member of the public, or a member of a supporting church, please donate what you can to help us drive our cause forward. Possibly the most important movement of today.
Get out your fucking, your fixed income and give me some of it. Because I'm an evil little fuck, and I know you love the Jeebus.
God, these people are nutballs, man.
I mean, really, it's just, I don't know what is more, I mean, why are these, why is a lot of Americans, why are they so susceptible to this level of obvious bullshit? What is wrong with people? What happened? Did you stop reading or...
It's because the Republicans had to further pry open their ass cheeks to allow these lunatics in because their policies are unpopular.
God.
And people are like, you know, maybe we should have health care. Maybe gay people should just be able to get fucking married. Who cares?
Right.
Women should be able to have autonomy over their own fucking bodies.
Yes. We cannot have the adult conversation in this country that says there is no God. Right, there is no God. Because there's no God, there's no heaven, there's no hell there's no hell for the gay people to burn in. So your hatred against them doesn't make any sense. That's the adult conversation you can't have with these people. It doesn't exist. It's this God bullshit. I'm sorry.
Here are... Oh, again, Lauren Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Edward Zoll. And this time, we've played this guy before. He does one of these vodcasts over on Nick Fuentes' network. Right-wing nationalist incel. You know, he ticks all the boxes. upset, middle-aged, butthurt white man.
Woo!
And here's the three of them.
Yeah.
And good God, listen to this shit.
There used to be a day and age. I mean, look, one of the primary reasons, other than, of course, our faith, it was just bad for the kid. I mean, you think about the kid in the situation. We beat up the kid at school who had two dads. Right. I mean,
beat up the kid at school who had two dads.
You did that, motherfucker?
How very Christian of you.
Yeah. Yes.
Literally, how very Christian of you.
And also, you're not ashamed of that. You're saying, you're admitting... to a hate crime.
Yeah, but he's saying, look what those two dads did to that kid.
Yes.
By being homosexuals and sending him to school where they knew that we were going to beat the shit out of him.
God, that is so fucked up.
Just like Jesus would have wanted.
Yeah, oh yeah. Jesus would love that. All the violence. He's very much about that.
By the kid in the situation, we beat up the kid at school who had two dads. Right. I mean, that's... Yeah, and we weren't jerks for that. That was just...
I never knew any kid who had two dads. Like, even the gay kids, the kids who we knew were, like, obviously gay, who had, like, the lisp, like, pretended not to be gay. Like, had the most girlfriends so that they wouldn't get, like, bullied.
That's true.
Right, and that's how we kind of maintained...
Oh, and that's how it should be, right?
No, there were some people in your school that had feelings and emotions, and they protected the gay people from you fucking monsters, which you're admitting to. You do hate crimes. These people are all fucking monsters.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were choking the gay kid while he was sucking you off in the locker
room. Right.
The line as far as behavior, you know, I think that they need to all go back in the closet.
There you go.
You know what?
Lauren Witzke.
God, Lauren Witzke.
And
God,
that was Edward Zoll. That was Third Banana, who was like, you know, we beat up the kid.
Hey, Edward, I think it's sad that we live in a society that you're not afraid for your safety after you say something like that. That is insane to me that you would admit to that.
I don't think
you beat gay people. I don't think so either. But what I'm saying is we live in a world where people say that without any fear of consequence.
Probably.
Like, no problem.
Yeah.
It is insane. We are becoming desensitized or something. It's nuts.
We've got, here's Michigan.
Yeah.
This is a new state representative.
Okay. Oh, good. Maybe there'll be something.
Josh Shriver in Michigan.
Okay.
Who, is outraged by the presence of a display by the Satanic Temple of Western Michigan on the lawn of the state capitol over the holidays.
Right, Josh.
Here he is. Oh, I don't know where he's speaking or what. Let's see.
Don't these people understand that they're being trolled technically? I mean, that...
let's see. I don't know who he's speaking to or where, but here he is.
Yeah.
This is a state representative in Michigan.
Yes.
Need I say Republican?
Right.
I actually am working on a policy right now. I haven't introduced it yet, but it's actually to really focus on making a distinction between the church, the Church of Jesus Christ and this, quote unquote, Church of Satan. And so you really have an issue.
Everybody knows the differences.
Well, the difference is, yes.
He's talking about the legitimacy of.
The legitimacy. Oh my God.
This is it. They want to get rid of, the Satanic Temple specifically. Yes, it's not a real religion.
Because it falls out of their box of beliefs. They cannot handle what is outside the box. So guess what you are, you fuck? You, my friend, are a fucking fascist.
Yeah.
Put on your fucking fascist party hat and shut the fuck up.
And tell us the difference between you and ISIS. I'll wait.
Yeah.
Tell me the differences.
God. Church of Satan. And so you really have an issue where they're seen as equal in the eyes of the state. And that doesn't seem right to me for many, many legitimate reasons.
Who gets to decide, you cunt?
No.
Listen. Who gets to decide what religions are valid and aren't? You guys?
Well, Josh, I get it. He thinks it's not right because he's a fucking fascist.
Right. Yeah. They get to decide.
That's all there is to
what
know.
A real religion is and what isn't.
Yeah, you're a fucking Nazi.
I mean, for many, many legitimate reasons. And so removing tax-exempt status from non-theistic churches, such as the Church of Satan, I think is very, very well in order.
Okay.
Well, first of all, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
Satanic Temple is different. The Church of Satan is a theistic... Well, not really.
Well,
there are real churches that worship Satan, and they believe that Satan exists. There's not many of them.
Right.
But even the LaVey Satanists look to it more as a symbolic. They don't believe in Satan.
Yeah.
Necessarily. The Satanic Temple absolutely does not.
To me, this seems
believe
like
in Satan as a real entity or a critter.
To me, this seems like the slippery slope here is that they want to remove the tax exempt status. What I hear him saying is like they want to remove Satanists, and they want to remove from society anybody that's not a Jeebus sucker.
100%.
There's many examples of us looking at our First Amendment and how it doesn't really protect against obscenity. And I'm working on another policy to make pornographic images illegal. There's no need for a moral and religious people to indulge in certain things. And
see, everybody, get out and fucking vote. This is what these Christian lunatics want. They want Christian Sharia law to be imposed on us all.
You're right. Everyone should be talking about this person. This is The Handmaid's Tale.
100% and elected to this office in Michigan by saying this.
Yeah.
By Christian fuckheads in rural Michigan.
And really, I mean, not that this needs to be said, but how fucking stupid and brain dead does this fuck sound as he's mumbling through his fucking words? What a fucking loser.
In certain things, and we have a duty to lead people as representatives who are appointed by God to make sure that we have a state that is not just good, not just great, but godly. Honestly, I work for God and not for man. No. So at the end of the day, I answer to one person, and that's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Where is this guy?
Honestly, I work for God and not for man, he said. And so at the end of the day, I answer to one person, and that's Jesus Christ.
You know, who is this guy talking to? I know you said we didn't know earlier, but
I don't know. He's on the radio or something.
He's on some bullshit platform. He's so mean. You know, I there's something about these Nazis like him that I can't fucking stand. They're so quiet, and they're so mealy-mouthed. They believe all this weird fascistic shit. Just shout it out on a microphone, you fucking pussies. You're trying to appear normal and you're not. You are a fucked up fascist.
We've got we mentioned the Epstein drops and all the just blatant disinformation and lies that the right-wing lunatics are putting out there that I even saw, Trump's name was on the list, but you know he was undercover trying to save those kids.
Replace save with rape.
I mean, they're such delusional fools.
I mean, please.
Unsealed court documents related to the late pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein named Prince Andrew and allege his involvement in sexual abuse of, quote, numerous minors on multiple occasions.
Jeez.
The release trove contains contains over 150 previously anonymized names of Epstein's associates, friends, and victims. By the way, a lot of people were mentioned. And the right wing news, in quotes, sphere was slinging semen over the fact that all these people were named on this, but they weren't accused of even having flown on the plane.
Right.
They were people that were mentioned that he met at a party or something, this is every name mentioned in the whole, you know, in all the,
out of context. You don't know who it is.
What's her name? The Naomi Campbell.
Well, yeah.
I mean, shit like that is named.
Well, that's not so crazy in a way. You think about how, isn't she violent and threw her diamond-studded iPhone at somebody's fucking head? I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't have a hard time believing that one.
The documents include an account from Johanna Sjoberg, alleging the Duke of York sexually abused her in Epstein's Manhattan apartment in 2001. The scene involved Epstein and Maxwell, that's just Ghislaine.
Yes.
Presenting Prince Andrew with a puppet, apparently from the satirical BBC show Spitting Image. The victim said it looked like him, and she brought it down and presented it to him, and it was a great joke because it apparently was a production from a show on BBC. They decided to take a picture with it, in which the victim, Virginia Joffrey, the other alleged victim, one of the other alleged victims, sat on a couch. They put the puppet in Virginia's lap. I sat on Andrew's lap, and they put the puppet's hand on Virginia's breast. And Andrew put his hand on my breast, and they took a photo, said the victim.
Good God.
Another exhibit alleged that a victim named Jane, identified as Jane Doe number 3, was, quote, forced to have sexual relations with this prince when she was a minor in 3 separate geographical locations. In London, at Ghislaine Maxwell's apartment.
Yes.
In New York, and on Epstein's private island.
Right.
In the U.S. Virgin Island. In, quote, an orgy with numerous other underage girls. Orgy!
Yeah. I mean, and this is Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew. Jeez, man. Wasn't he? God, wasn't there all these stories about him hiding out in the woods in England somewhere on the Queen's land in a cabin?
Yeah, in a house, one of the houses.
But is he in jail?
No. He's been sidelined from official.
We saw it
official royal, you know, when they go out and cut ribbons and shit.
They didn't take his title. I thought they did.
No.
Jeez, it's got to be something really serious.
Well, we'll see
I
what
guess.
The king says now, his brother.
What do you got to do to get fired in that Buckingham Palace? I mean, shit. Guy's raping kids.
Well, who knows what Charles was up to? I mean, shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Charles was fucking Camilla while he was married to Diana.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, in general, the British Empire has been rough on a lot of the planet.
Right.
That's correct.
Oh my God, Ashley Babbitt is trending because Trump.
Oh my God.
Trump said something about. Wait, God, that's awful. Is there a better recording in this?
This dumb fucking guy.
To cherish the memory of Ashley Babbitt, a truly incredible person. To Ashley's family and friends, please know that her memory will live on in our hearts.
Oh my God.
What in the fuck is he? That guy. What did he tweet out 47 times? The shit that got
I don't know who Eugene Carroll is. She's lying.
Is he just fucked
Look
up?
At her.
Walking around Mar-a-Lago. Oh, yeah. Out of his medicated out of his fucking gourd.
That's why George Conway said, we really need to talk about his mental state.
Trump is
state.
Fucked up. Yeah, it's not like we're worried about Trump. It's like we're worried about the country. Nobody gives a shit that this... I don't care how radicalized you are. You're not telling me that a guy that tweets that out 47 times, it doesn't make you a little... It makes you clench up, right? That he's going to be in charge of the nukes. Does that bother you?
Oh, yeah.
It does. Does that bother you, Shelby?
And it's Trump's fault that she's dead.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Right. You know,
I don't know how her family feels, though, if she was that crazy right-wing maggoty to start to crawl through a broken window to get with an angry mob to get at where the representatives were.
Yeah. You know, that I don't want to say it again, but shit, man, we don't understand why a lot of the maggots went to that particular window. What? Why? How did they know to do that?
Oh, well, it's because Nancy let him in. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. Shit, man.
This is... it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Dear Jesus, thank you so much.
The media on the left is going to try to label us as Christian nationalists. They're doing that to smear us. But the reality is, I think we're far more dangerous than Christian nationalists. We're Christian internationalists. I think Jesus is Lord of every nation, and he's been given authority over heaven and earth. And this move of God is going global this year.
That's Lance Wall now, everybody.
We're going global with God this year, 2024. I don't know why that strikes me as hilarious. That is,
we're going global, everybody.
Fuck you, Lance. You're insane, man. Take a Prozac, you fuck. You got a whole bunch.
When the people who have the word in their name, Republic, the party of Lincoln, open the door and take a knee to the enemies of America and allow them, not only allow them, but encourage, support, and accelerate these efforts by making a good show on TV during hearings and then turning around and taking actions that directly support the enemies of the United States. That's flat out treason.
Yes.
And they should be tried for it. And if they're found guilty, they should be executed for it. The Republican Party, I think, is the greatest threat to the Republic today because they're the ones who are supposed to be the wall. They're supposed to be the defenders of the founding principles, defenders of the Constitutional Republic. And they've not only failed, they've intentionally supported our adversaries.
So wait a second. Wait.
He's unhappy with that the Republicans worked with Democrats in Congress, that the Republicans aren't shutting down the government to keep all the brown terrorists from flinging themselves across the border.
You can see how I was being optimistic at the beginning of that, because it kind of seemed like maybe, but just didn't work out that way.
They went off the rails.
They're
That's
a
far-right activist John Guandolo.
Guandolo. Guandolo, what's wrong with you? What happened to you, Guandolo? You're fucked up.
Oh, here's Bill Cook again.
Nine!
The Black Robe Regiment
dude.
Boy,
Bill. Monotone Bill over here.
Here he is on...
Shit. Let me get some coffee real quick so I can stay awake during his clip.
Is this Patriot Radio, I think it is? I think it's Patriot Radio.
Do these guys ever listen to their colleagues? Does this Bill Cook ever listen to Greg Locke? It's like, how do you even think that you do the same thing Greg does?
The idea that there's separation of church and state, the way that it's been manipulated by leaders in our government, is absurd. It's absurd, it is a fraud, and it is tyranny.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely
and it's
is.
It's time that every person, every pastor who loves liberty, who loves religious freedom, stands up and says, no, we aren't doing it anymore. We're not playing this game of separation of church and state anymore. If we value liberty, we have to fight. And we have to stand against this absurdity, except this absurdity called separation of church and state. We may not like it. It may go contrary to our flesh and nature, but we have to do it.
So it is not contrary to your violent, bigoted, shitty nature. It's exactly who you lunatics are. Oh, you know, being violent goes against our nature.
I mean,
bullshit.
Bill, you are boring, but yet violent. I just have nothing but criticism for that last clip. I mean, you had all this flesh and nature, all this interesting imagery going on, but you are so boring. You're it's like watching a snail.
Maybe he was more effervescent when he was in his 60s 20 years ago.
He's like, I can't wait to put on my tight fucking shirt.
God says to do. Jesus sent his disciples into the world to preach the gospel of the kingdom, his kingdom. And we're called to obey him in whatever we do. So, I can't imagine that there's a government on earth that's contrary to the kingdom of God.
Oh, God, these people are just nuts.
You are so stupid.
Get out and vote, y'all, or these people are going to be in charge.
Yeah, and you know what? When you play Scrabble with these maggots, you better be nice to them when you wipe the floor with their dumb asses, because they get all mad and sensitive. Shit. So stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I know. How don't you think if you had to face off against this Bill Cook in Scrabble, you could just wipe the floor with this motherfucker? Yeah, of course. Come on, man.
Probably.
These dumbasses. You dumb shits.
Christian nationalists.
I just
everyone.
Don't understand. You have such reading comprehension. No, you have no reading comprehension, but you think you understand God's book, that like the supreme being that's supposed to know everything. You understand their words, but you're so stupid at the same time.
Right.
I don't know.
What is this?
So I don't want trad porn, and I don't want trad anything.
What?
I want a Christian country. I want a Christian country that isn't revolting And look, I don't want stupid bitch conservatives. I don't want stupid bitch liberals in my face yelling at me. I don't want stupid bitch conservative women in my face yelling at me. I don't want to have to listen to stupid mouthy bitches because I am a man.
Because I am a man.
Jeez, this guy is, listen, bring him some teenager's breast for him to suckle upon.
No, he's into cat boys, remember?
Oh, that's right. I thought... Did he want to marry young people because of some weird thing?
He said if he had to get married, it would be when he's 30, but it's going to be a young one because you know, you don't buy sour milk.
God.
Man. And in public life, women need to shut the fuck up. That's a conservative position.
Jesus.
And people say, oh, you're such a cad. You're so rude. What are you, an incel?
Yeah, man.
We used to beat women. I'm not in favor of that. I'm not saying I like that. What? But it's so funny. They go out and say,
we used to beat women. Ha, 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 ha. I'm not saying I'm pro that, but hey, look how good the women have it now. We can't even backhand them anymore.
This dumbass says all this drivel from the safety of whatever basement he broadcasts from.
So funny. They go out and say, well, we want trad porn. Oh, it's kind of kitschy. It's like in the 70s. We have a pinup calendar. Are you aware that in the 70s, guys used to get drunk, come home, and punch their wife in the face?
It's just not true.
Well, no. That happens in the 70s. It happens in the 80s. It happens in the 90s.
I believe in the 70s, it was frowned upon also.
Yes. Yes. But he's saying it's a good thing. He loves it.
Yeah. Well, no, he's saying... You know, you shouldn't complain because...
Oh, back then.
Now we can't even hit you anymore.
I mean, yeah.
Nick Fuentes, everybody.
God, I don't know what to say. What an awful person. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Cartoonishly, I mean, just ridiculous.
Hey, this guy, I know what to say. Because this wasn't... none of this shit is ever reported enough. Kanye, Nick Fuentes had Thanksgiving. This man that just said all this weird fucked up shit about how he wants to be women, blah, blah, blah. He had Thanksgiving dinner with Donald fucking Trump. The guy that's going to win the primary had Thanksgiving dinner with this piece of fucking shit. That's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that something?
Is it raining like crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God's angry.
The angels are crying about all the babies you're killing.
Laba ding dong scooby dooby daba. Shapa poopy.
Also in the news, look at time fucking flying. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Boom.
Speaking of assholes.
Yes.
Did you see the... Aaron Rodgers shit now?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You're talking about with Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers was on some, right-wing spank fest of a podcast or something. Because that's all he could do nowadays because he's just debased himself so much.
Does he still play football?
He's football's version of, who's the guy with the bloody sock?
Oh, Kurt Schilling. Oh, my God. What great company you found yourself in.
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's
you
just
dumb
gone
fucking
so
fuck.
Trumpy right-wing dickbag that he's lost all credibility and he has to go on, you know, these fever swamp podcasts now.
Yes.
Pat McAfee's show.
Boo!
They were talking about the impending release of the list of Epstein's alleged victims and associates.
Okay, yeah.
Rogers speculated, a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are hoping it doesn't come out. If that list comes out, I will definitely be popping some sort of bottle.
What a shitbag.
So he's accusing Kimmel of being on Epstein's list.
Oh, yes. He's putting a target on Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel posted, for the record, I've not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein. Nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft-brained wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court.
Hell yes.
This is what needs to keep happening.
I love this. That is the message. That is the if I was Jimmy Kimmel, I'd do the same fucking thing. You know that guy has lawyers on retainers. I'd be waking motherfuckers up out of bed right now. We're suing Aaron Rodgers. I want the money that he made playing football. I want all of it.
As we know, Rodgers hasn't responded yet.
I want that guy's shit.
McAfee, meanwhile, tried to defuse the conflict. I could see why Jimmy Kimmel felt the way he felt, especially with his position, but I think Aaron was just trying to talk shit. Now, did it go too far? A lot of people, Jimmy Kimmel, certainly said that was the case. We apologize for being part of it. In other words, please don't sue me, Jimmy.
Oh, I love that apology, because doesn't that guy admit guilt in it? Doesn't he admit he is a part of it? Ooh, I get all their shit, baby. Oh, man. Aaron Rodgers, you're fucked.
The back and forth between Kimmel and Rodgers goes back to 2021, when Kimmel criticized Rodgers for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and the then Green Bay Packer misled the public by saying he was immunized against the virus.
Excuse me. Who wrote this? He lied to the public.
CBS News?
He lied to the public, CBS News. He didn't mislead. He fucking lied.
Last year, Kimmel poked fun at Rodgers after he suggested on the Pat McAfee show that the increased discussion over UFO sightings was a distraction from Epstein's client list.
Needless to say, all this UFO talk has the tinfoil hatters going wild, including Whackpacker. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Kimmel. I thought I was quoting Rodgers.
Yeah.
Kimmel said, needless to say, all this UFO talk has the tinfoil hatters going wild, including Whackpacker Aaron Rodgers.
Jesus.
Then played the clip of Rodgers' comments on his show. And Kimmel said, it may be time to revisit that concussion protocol, Aaron.
Oh, my God.
So he's butthurt. So, of course, where do dumb butthurt maggots go?
Oh, you're a pedophile. You're a pedophile.
Right.
Obviously, he's on Epstein's list.
Yeah, and you know what? Good, because now Jimmy Kimmel is going to own some of the money. He's going to take some of the money you made throwing the dumb fucking football, you stupid shitbag.
Soft brained.
You're a lunatic. Aaron Rodgers, you're a dumb fuck. You were lucky enough to make money throwing a ball, doing a dumb fucking sport. And now you're going to lose a bunch of your money, you stupid shitbag. Oh,
if he sues.
Oh, please, but. Jimmy Kimmel, please sue him. Please. You should do that. It would be a good message to send the whole fucking world, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it. It's all the dumb, ignorant maggotry. That's what they do. That's what fascists do. They accuse people of being child molesters. When in fact, a lot of people say, allegedly, maybe that's projection.
Here's a comment on the story. I don't take the comment as an accusation that Jimmy would be on the list, but a dig on Jimmy's far left politics, hoping the list takes down all those that the far left still admire. Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Leonardo DiCaprio. Meanwhile, DiCaprio was mentioned, but again, not that he flew on the plane or that he was on an island. It was, I read this part. It was literally a couple of the names that were on the list that came out.
Yeah.
That had been previously redacted were, like one of the girls was giving a massage to fucking Dershowitz or whatever, or to somebody, and to Epstein.
Yes.
And Epstein was on the phone, and he would get off the phone and he'd brag about, oh, that was DiCaprio. Yeah, what's her face? The model I mentioned before.
Which model?
The one through the phone.
Oh, Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell, yeah. That's how the names came up. So it's not that these people were on Epstein Island diddling young girls.
Yeah.
It's just that they were casually mentioned at one point, a lot of them.
Right.
So it's not, but of course, you can't tell that to the dummies.
Yeah.
Even though Trump, we know, flew on the plane several times, and there's a whole bunch of pictures of the two of them partying together.
I think it's sort of...
Trump was undercover.
Yeah. You know, I think as a rich person in this country, Jimmy Kimmel, in a way, has a duty to sue the fuck out of this guy, because Jimmy Kimmel has the ability to sue this guy, and it's not like he's going to feel it in his pocket. It's not going to take him a ton of money to sue, or time, or any time, to sue the living shit out of this Aaron Rodgers, this fucking anti-vaxxer piece of fucking shit. Oh my God, please sue him.
Also in the news.
Yeah.
We talked about the Supreme Court. That's the big story.
The SCOTUS.
So we got a month to wait now before oral arguments.
Where's Thomas? Where did he go on vacation over the holidays? I'm just wondering.
Democrats, meanwhile, are already screaming that he needs to recuse himself.
Hell yeah.
Ain't going to happen, I will bet.
Shit. That guy, no way. He likes it the way it is. You just got to... No. The Democrats can make him recuse himself. You offer him...
You can't make him recuse
himself. Absolutely, you could. No,
offer him more money.
Yes. They aren't learning. They aren't learning from the other side.
Get one of our billionaires to buy him out.
Yes. Sit him on a nice vacation.
Well, I teased it earlier that we have a conversion.
Yes.
Newly confirmed into the Catholic Church. On Sunday, this person was confirmed into the Catholic Church. The Capuchin Franciscans shared the news on Facebook.
The Capuchin Franciscans?
Writing that he has fully entered the church. Ooh. The Capuchin Franciscan friars are overjoyed to welcome him into the fold and witness his deep commitment to his faith journey.
Okay, the faith journey.
Noting that he has been on a profound spiritual journey.
God, who the fuck is this?
We invite you to join us in celebrating this momentous occasion and to keep Shia LaBeouf in your prayers as he continues to deepen his faith and seek God's guidance in his life.
Yeah. Well, here's some guidance. Didn't he do some bad shit?
Oh, shit.
Some sexual assault and
shit? Beat women.
Quit beating
allegedly women.
Here's some guidance. Quit beating women, you dumb fuck.
His confirmation sponsor, Brother Alexander, said the former child star is dedicated to becoming a deacon sometime in the future.
Who gives a fucking shit?
The decision was inspired by his role in the 2022 movie Padre Pio.
Okay.
Which Brother Alexander apparently was also in.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're just hanging out with your old film buddies. Why is Shia LaBeouf not in jail for beating people? Is he just...
rich.
Oh, I forgot.
And, you know.
What's his problem? Is he a Scientologist or something? Or is he was
crazy. And big-time drugs and big-time alcohol.
And his parents were abusive to him.
Big-time anger issues.
Yeah. But the Franciscans are going to take care of that or something.
And like a total method actor. Not that I want to shit on method actors.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, you know, he's now converted to Catholicism because he played Padre fucking Pio.
I mean, did you convert to piracy after
you know
playing
Padre
Captain
Pio
Hook?
Was? Do you know Padre Pio?
No,
was?
I don't know anything.
He's a Catholic priest who allegedly...
Yeah.
He was like, he was kind of like a Carrot Top. He was like a prop comic. He had the stigmata.
Oh, I see.
His hands and feet would bleed inexplicably from the ice pick he took to them right before he walked out onto stage.
God, Shia, don't you see how even this thing that you want to be is kind of weird and violent? Like you're just stabbing yourself and then bleeding.
Well, we don't.
Weird fucking.
I'm alleging that.
Yeah. But you didn't.
Pio of Pietrelcina, widely known as Padre Pio, was an Italian Capuchin friar.
A Capuchin.
Priest, stigmatist, Stigmatist, I guess.
Astigmatist means
stigmatist and mystic. He is venerated as a saint in the Catholic Church.
He's stigmatized and he's venerated, guys. Give it up for Mr. Shia LaBeouf and the Franciscans. Or wait, this is Lord P.
He became a Capuchin friar at 15.
Ooh, that is
spent
so impressive.
Spent most of his religious life in the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo.
Is this like the Catholics, Doogie Howser?
He was marked by stigmata in 1918, ooh, leading to several investigations by the Vatican. Despite temporary sanctions imposed, his reputation kept increasing during his life, attracting many followers to San Giovanni Rotondo. Yeah. He was the founder of the Casa Sollievo della Sofrenza, a hospital built near the convent.
The important thing to know about this guy is fist bump rather than handshake, right?
He was beatified
in
May 1999.
Oh, that's the best.
Canonized by Pope John Paul II.
Beatified.
Which means that there have to be miracles attributed to him.
Well, you're a responsible dog owner. You had Shelby beatified, correct?
Right. She's got a tattoo on her stomach. So, yeah, this was some priest.
Nine!
Who allegedly had the stigmata.
Right.
Had the bleeding hands.
Hold on. Let me quit raping children for a second and tend to the stigmatized hands I have. Jeepers.
Bodily wounds, scars, and pain, ooh, which appear in locations corresponding to the crucifixion wounds of Christ. The hands, wrist, feet, near the heart.
Come on. Listen, man, is that, what are you reading from? Some bullshit Catholic stuff, not from like
Wikipedia.
No, but it's not, they're not saying it's not real, right?
Well, yeah, do we have to?
Yes, absolutely. With this, in this world in which we live, stigmata ain't real. Can I get it out my nipples? Do my nipples start bleeding?
You know, if you jog.
I got stigmata.
Too much.
Has anybody ever used that, like, in a courtroom for a defense? Like, I didn't stab that person. They've got stigmata. I didn't do that. Right. I don't know.
In September 1918, he began to display permanent wounds on his hands and feet, known as stigmata.
Where the, 1918, you say? 1918?
Yes. In the next months, his reputation of sainthood grew rapidly in the region of San Giovanni Rotondo, attracting hundreds of believers to the monastery.
Oh, God. These Catholics
to see him.
Why do you guys do this, though? You got to go see the stigmata. You got to go see Jesus when he's in the toast. You got to look at the cum stain on the wall that looks like the crucifixion. Why? Why is that?
People who had started rebuilding their lives after the war began to see in him a symbol of hope. Those close to him attest that he began to manifest several spiritual gifts, including the gifts of healing.
Wait a second.
Bilocation.
Yes.
Levitation.
Ah!
Prophecy, miracles. You know what? He. It was like Chris Angel
did that
too at in Vegas.
Listen, if you think the guy's bleeding, don't pray to him. Give him a fucking Band-Aid. Help him. You know what I mean? Sew his ass up.
Good God.
It's not stigmata.
Bilocation.
Well, it's stigmata. We don't want to waste the stitches, I guess, because they figure it'll just open back up again.
Extraordinary abstinence from both sleep and nourishment. One account states that Padre Agostino recorded an instance in which Pio was able to subsist for at least 20 days on only the Holy Eucharist without any other nutrients.
You're saying the cracker or whatever?
No. He had the ability to read hearts. The gift of tongues. Ooh.
Oh, la, la, la.
Shababula, bega, bega, laga, taga.
Come here, altar boy.
The gift of conversions and.
And? Yes.
Pleasant smelling wounds.
Oh, stigmata smells good.
His stigmata smelled like strawberry jam for some reason.
Oh, I buy that at AutoZone for an air freshener. Stigmata pine.
Good God, people. You were defrauded by a lunatic.
It's fucking great.
Listen,
if somebody's bleeding, you got to help them. You don't pray to them. Don't think it's stigmata.
Some self-wounder.
Why would... God, it It's great. Who? Where did stigmata come from? Mary had that before she had Jesus with no sex. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so.
It's, yes, that after is you what had happened.
Wait for Jesus.
No, I thought.
No, Jesus had to get nailed first. It's this Jesus' wounds.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I don't know. I don't remember that
they
part.
Are. Yeah.
Is that before Helm's Deep?
They're Jesus' wounds and the hands and the feet and the stab wound from the Roman soldier.
Where the fuck is Gandalf when you need him? Get me off this cross, motherfucker.
You shall not pass.
Yeah. Why didn't he say that to the Romans before you nailed your friend up?
Where's Frodo? Also, this...
If you mix the stories of the Bible and Lord of the Rings, I'm sorry. There's nothing sad in thinking about
the difference,
yeah. Somebody nailing... Please don't ever crucify a hobbit. That's so sad. Don't ever do that.
Well, you need smaller nails.
That's true.
You know. The and little wee crosses,
right? In the Shire.
We
finally brought crucifixion to the Shire. Sound of flute.
We do have some other news.
Yeah. God, it's like, oh God. Is it? It's an oracle or it's real. Oh my God.
It could be both. It could be an orc with some intestinal difficulties.
Mordor has opened the gates.
Well, Rudy, apparently, he's not paying people, so I don't know how he's got lawyers, but he still has lawyers.
'Tis the brown eye of Sauron upon us.
The Georgia judge,
okay,
overseeing Trump's election racketeering case.
Oh yeah, which case?
In which Rudy Giuliani is God. Also a defendant. The judge issued a scathing rebuke today.
Ooh, Jesus.
Of one of Rudy's attorneys.
Just open a window for fuck's sake.
The judge, Scott McAfee, denied Giuliani's motion for an extension on the January 8th deadline.
Damn.
To file pretrial motions in the Fulton County case.
Okay.
Giuliani's lawyer's argument was that he wasn't able to review the, quote, voluminous discovery materials.
Oh, my God. Please, no more of those materials. There's more, no more discovery from him.
Or the proposed evidence presented at trial. Right. And that he hadn't had the time.
Yeah.
Well, he's the busy. Judge wrote, quote, defendant does not articulate exactly what discovery must still be reviewed or why the review has not been completed in the approximately 4 months.
Damn.
That have passed since arraignment.
Well, a lot has passed since arraignment. A lot.
Oh, well, yeah. Shit. And 140 million, was it?
Oh, God.
That's happened in the few months.
My eyes are burning, Rudy.
The judge also chastised Giuliani's attorneys for failing to detail what material they had yet to review and how much more time they needed it. They're like, we just want to delay because, you know, there's a lot to read and, you know, it's the holidays. We were all busy. Yeah.
It can't.
Rudy's been busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit, Rudy. Oh, my God.
The judge also wrote, while defendant claims to have filed many motions concerning discovery, none appear on the docket. The motion is, all caps, denied.
Damn! Shit.
So get to reading, Rudy. You got 3 days.
Shove that orc up your butthole and get going.
So I'm sure, you know, Rudy will... appeal or something like that, because that's all they're trying to do is delay until Trump steals the presidency and pardons everybody.
Oh, God. Okay, if you're gonna pardon Rudy, at least we got to do something about climate change. I mean, don't you think?
Well, yeah, as long as you're not in the same room with him.
Oh my God.
Let's see, we've got, what is this, Jane Elliott?
Every white person in this room who would be happy to be treated as this society in general treats our citizens, our black citizens, if you, as a white person, would be happy to receive the same treatment that our black citizens do in this society, please stand. You didn't understand the directions. If you, white folks, want to be treated the way blacks are in this society, stand. Nobody's standing here. That says very plainly that you know what's happening. You know you don't want it for you. I want to know why you're so willing to accept it or to allow it to happen for others.
There you go.
Shit. See, that's the adult Jane Elliott conversation.
Not fucking around, yeah.
God. Man.
I just saw that on the X feed.
Right. On X?
Yeah, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been...
Elon's like, I don't know why we let Jane Elliott on X. What a dumbass. What's wrong with him?
Meanwhile, man, have you been listening to Keith Olbermann? He's been covering these Trumpian comments,
yeah,
by him and his lawyers that are basically these veiled threats at SCOTUS.
Jesus.
You know, you better vote the right way, especially the people I put in there, basically.
Well, I mean, how is that legal? How are you allowed to, in can you do that? Is that your free speech to threaten a judge?
The new Friday Countdown podcast is now live, and it's day 7 of the low-key Trump threats against the Supreme Court to try to get it to decide in his favor on the 14th Amendment and presidential immunity cases. Or else. This time, his attorney Alina Haba goes on Fox in primetime with a quid pro quo. Haba says she has faith in Kavanaugh, quote, who the president fought for, who the president went through hell to get into place, he'll step up, unquote. Just one day earlier, Haba had said all the justices were, quote, trying so hard to look neutral that sometimes they make the wrong call. There's no politics that should be involved in this. It's simply American, unquote.
Dang.
That sometimes they try to appear too neutral and they make the wrong decision.
That should make us want to pull our hair out of our fucking heads. And that is the Supreme Court.
And you see, one of the other ones said something about we need to, you know, this country, we need to let the American people decide if they want someone in the White House, whether he's guilty of insurrection or not.
Then what about the 14th Amendment? But what about that?
No, she said the people should decide, Ryan.
That's not what the Constitution says.
Fuck your Constitution.
Oh, my God. See, I mean...
At best, it is pressuring an already corrupted Supreme Court. At worst, it portends the kind of stochastic terrorism that Trump has already directed against Judges Engoron in New York and Chutkan in Washington. There may be nothing to prosecute here, but there is everything to publicize, and the Biden administration and its campaign must make it clear that Trump is offering a free preview of the dictatorship he wants to have next year, in which the rule of law will be replaced by the rule of threat and reprisal and stepping up for the guy who gave you the job. All that and more on the Friday Countdown.
There you go.
All that and more.
All that and more.
What
Keith Olbermann.
Would there be? I think people are, you know, man, people just don't appreciate Trump as a threat. How horrible he is.
Right.
It's crazy.
And he's stepping it up, and he's going to step it up more. And you know, I think there's going to be violence. There's going to be maggot violence.
Jeez. There is maggot violence. I mean,
there's going to be more. There's going to be little January 6s. I think a bunch of the state capitals were already getting.
I mean,
did you see they had day 2 of bomb threats?
No.
To state capitals? Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, imagine that's what that means. I mean, if those people from January 6 are pardoned, that means that it will happen over and over again. And in liberal places. I mean, why wouldn't they storm Sacramento? The maggots.
Right.
I mean, they're already threatening secretaries of states that.
Yeah, and you've got these Christians, these alleged Christians who are suiting up.
You know,
in their, you know, triple X ghillie suits.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man.
What's that bale? What's that haystack moving over there?
I mean, that the guy that led the insurrection, the people, they beat all the cops, they smeared shit all over the fucking Capitol. They love it. And a lot of people love it.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
All out war is what Trump wants. That's why he doesn't understand the most fundamental truth about this country. Unlike other nations on Earth, America is not built on ethnicity, religion, geography. We're the only nation in the history of the world built on an idea. Not hyperbole, built on an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. It's an idea.
You know, Biden, Senator Biden, way back in the day, once had a meeting or a lunch with Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
And he wanted advice on how not to sound so angry.
Keith Olbermann wanted advice.
No.
Biden wanted advice from him?
Yeah.
From Keith Olbermann.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know. I mean.
Declared in the Declaration. Created in a way that we viewed everybody as equal and should be treated equal throughout their lives. We've never fully lived up to that. We have a long way to go. But we've never walked away from the idea. We've never walked away from it. And I promise you, I will not let Donald Trump or the MAGA Republicans force us to walk away now.
I will not let Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans force us to walk away now.
Yeah. I like that he put it that way. That all that shit has never been realized.
Yeah, we still got a long way to go. According to the Republicans, there's no racism. The only racism is against white men.
I mean, think about it. If Trump is elected again after 4 years, let's say we're lucky enough that he goes away. I would be confused as to how he would go away. Because his opposition is going to be jailed. He said it. I, you know, the guy. How many times did the guy scream, lock her up?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to believe him. I have no doubt that he would lock those people up that he considers a deep state.
We've got some little bit of time left here on the big show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Maybe Kenny Jesus
Loggins. I know exactly why Kenny Loggins is trending. Somebody posted, there's a satirical account. The first time when I saw this account followed us, I was like, what the fuck? I'm not going to follow this person. But then I realized it's satirical.
Yeah.
Maggot. and funny as hell. And, this guy, today posted a picture, like total 70s Kenny Loggins,
yes,
with like a glowing ball in front of him standing there. And he talks about, you know, wait till this guy comes back and his kingdom on earth will be, it's Jesus. So people are saying, you know, it's Kenny Loggins.
You know, I think Kenny Loggins should be flattered. They think
people that don't realize that this guy is satire are saying, you dumb maggot, that's Kenny Loggins.
That's good.
One man died for all. Who is there's a, I guess this is from a test somewhere, maybe.
Okay.
And it's a Kenny Loggins looking Jesus. Who is this man? And this kid goes, Kenny Loggins. How does his death help us? No more bad songs. Why is it important that we remember him? Highway to the Danger Zone was okay.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Highway to the Danger Zone was okay. Oh, here's the picture, by the way. Keep back in the 70s. It's his album cover for Keep the Fire. It's Kenny Loggins wearing a.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What songs? That is a great album cover. What songs were on that? I love that 80s time when things looked like that. Everybody was like, They look like they were from Zod, the weird dimension from Kryptonite.
Oh, yeah, that's Krypton. Bowie's heyday. The glam rock kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Kenny Loggins had great songs. So shame on this person for that satire saying he didn't. I mean, I understand it's a joke, but geez. Kenny Loggins? He was great.
This Is It.
Yeah.
Is on Keep the Fire.
Right. His old shit was better than
and
his.
Keep the Fire is on Keep the Fire.
Yeah, everybody knows him for Footloose.
Kenny's still around. I think he's a big liberal, too. I think he's he fights with the morons on the Twitter, too.
Thank God. I hate it sometimes when you find out people you like are maggots. I remember when I found out Chuck Woolery was... Just kidding.
I'm so disappointed in John Schneider.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck him. I guarantee you, though, his acting partner in that isn't that way because that guy's a theater person. There's absolutely no way, and I can't remember his name, the Duke brother with the brown hair. What's his face? He's not a maggot. He can't
Tom
be.
Wopat?
Tom Wopat. No, he's a theater person. He did theater. No, stop it. That's crazy. We're not even having this discussion. I mean, come on. At least we don't have Kenny Loggins as a good person. Thank God. I didn't even think about this. Tom Wopat. Did he ever say, I'm sorry that I drove a car with the Confederate flag on the top?
Well, there's funny. I just looked him up and it's all kinds of Tom Wopat says the Dukes were collateral damage in the Confederate flag controversy.
No, it's not a good thing. Wait a second. There's not a good way to spin that. Fuck. Oh, well. Well, hey, what about Uncle Jesse? He's okay. Roscoe's okay, right? Enos?
Well, I think they're all dead, so.
Daisy? She's okay.
We've got also in the few minutes waiting here. God, which story do I choose? Mm-hmm. We've got, this one I got to get to. Mediaite.
Okay.
Has an exclusive.
Ooh.
Former crab diving guest.
Jeez.
And infamous political operative Roger Stone.
Nine!
I still can't believe we talked to that guy for 20 minutes, like a decade ago.
It was wild.
Was recorded on tape telling an associate.
Uh-oh.
Something.
Yes.
About the prosecutor leading the case against him in the Mueller investigation.
Right.
A month after Trump lost to Biden in December 2020, Stone was working on the effort to overturn the election, of course.
Yes.
In audio from that time that was reviewed exclusively by Mediaite, which they don't post here, the bitches.
Right.
Stone can be heard at his Florida condo speaking with Sal Greco, who was an NYPD officer and was his security guy.
Okay. Sal Greco.
Who was, by the way, an NYPD officer that got fired because of his ties to Stone.
Right.
Because he was there during the insurrection.
Right.
In the audio, the pair discuss Aaron Zelinsky, who was the prosecutor who served as deputy to Robert Mueller.
Right.
Leading the investigation. Quote, Stone says to Greco, he needs to be punished. You have to abduct him and punish him. That has to be done. It'll be easy to abduct him because he's a weakling.
What does he mean by that? You need to abduct him and punish him.
Stone was convicted of federal crimes in the Mueller probe, but his sentence was commuted by Trump days before he was set to report to prison. I thought he pardoned him, but maybe he just commuted him. Zelinsky had already recused himself from the case, accusing Trump's Justice Department of intervening to push for a lighter sentence for Stone.
Jeez, he wants this guy abducted.
A source familiar with the discussions said the political operative Stone had a vendetta against Zelinsky because of his role in the Mueller probe. The source said Roger Stone holds a vendetta forever. Aaron Zelinsky is top of his list.
You know what? That is exactly who all of these guys are. They, ideas like abducting people, whatever punishing means, you know, beating, just doing this kind of shit. It seems like it's an easy idea for Roger Stone to cook up. Oh, just abduct him.
Stone was previously caught on video making other violent remarks about the 2020 election and the riot. One time he was recorded by a documentary crew saying, fuck the voting. Let's get right to the violence. Shoot to kill.
Okay. Well, what does he mean by that, guys?
Now he is claiming that all of these are AI.
Oh, yes.
It's Roger. All fake. Well, you must have been. Quote, you must have been subjected to another AI-generated audio track, he said to Mediaite.
Well, that's typical, right? That's what a fascist would say. Don't believe what you hear or what you see. Right.
And then remember, he had that like Swedish documentary crew following him around, and he kept saying things like, you better not fucking use that. You better not fucking use that. And guess what? They fucking used it and put it all out there.
And didn't they?
And that's what he's saying was fake. Yeah.
Did that? Is that the crew where the... one of the directors testified at the January 6th hearing?
Yeah.
Hey, Roger, you dumb little Nazi. Imagine the director of the documentary crew that you allowed in your space testified against your ass.
The source for Mediaite said, Stone talked many times about the election not going their way. They're, quote, they're going to steal it. We have to be prepared to get straight to the violence.
Jeez.
Was his theme. Get to the violence.
What a little fucking Nazi.
Even
he
before
is.
The election, Stone didn't think Trump would win. He was pushing for violence before because he was saying the entire system was rigged.
God, what an angry little fuck this Roger Stone is. Does he ever get that Nixon tattoo touched up? It probably looks like shit, Roger.
Oh, God, it probably looks like, probably looks like Mitch McConnell
Ooh,
now.
Yeah, it does.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. Yay. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, and use the banner on the webpage.
Yay.
Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, and ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.
But Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.